Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6:26. Hi, I'm Rob West. God has promised to provide, and He is ever faithful. Knowing that is one thing. Believing it and living by it is another. Taylor Standrich and Chad Clark join us today to launch a brand new tool to help you overcome financial fear and anxiety. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, among their other duties here on the FaithFi team, Taylor Standrich and Chad Clark have been collaborating on a brand new FaithFi resource along with co-author Carolyn Kolupka called Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional on financial fear and anxiety. And I'm so excited to dive into this, guys. Chad, I want to kick it off with you and have you explain why you think this resource is so important and why so needed today.
Yeah, Rob, that's a great question. So many people wrestle with financial anxiety. We hear it every day on the Faith and Finance program. We hear it from our community at the FaithFi app. And so we just felt like this was such a relevant topic to talk about because it can plague our lives and completely overcome our thoughts. You know, financial anxiety isn't always dependent on how much money is in our bank account or the net worth on our balance sheet. It's really dependent on a much deeper, even spiritual level. For me personally, this has been an area I've struggled with. So this has been really helpful for me to just recognize where that root of anxiety comes from and to just recognize that really Jesus is the great physician of our souls and that we can cast our cares on Him, we can trust Him, and when we seek Him with all our hearts, we will find rest and peace for all of our worries and anxieties.
Well, that's well said, and I think that's why this is so needed right now. In fact, I saw recently that the most engaged verse for 2023 in the YouVersion Bible app, which means most highlighted, shared, and bookmarked verse, was in fact Isaiah 41:10, that really speaks right to this issue of financial fear and anxiety that so many of us have. Taylor, I'd love for you to talk about the structure of this devotional, because I think it's beautiful, and it's a structure that I think a lot of our readers will find really helpful. Share that with us.
Yeah, I remember having the conversation with Chad about this because we recognize this undeniable connection between what we treasure and what is the source of our anxiety. And we found this in Matthew 6:19 through 34. So this devotional has seven sections with three devotionals in each of those sections. And this is based on, obviously, Jesus's Sermon on the Mount. So each section is going to start with that portion of the Sermon on the Mount. And then those two devotionals that follow that are going to build upon that section's theme. So you're going to recognize some of these section titles like Can't Serve God and Money, Don't Be Anxious About Your Life, Seek First the Kingdom of God. And we didn't just want this to be a devotional that you read and put down. We wanted this to be something that you reflect on throughout the day. So we have a scripture passage that you reflect on. We have the devotional itself. Then we invite you to pause. And this is really where we start to ask you questions that go deeper into what you just read in the devotional. And then we include a guided prayer. I know some people are kind of at loss for words when they read something powerful and they don't know what to pray. We invite them to pray with us through this 21-day devotional. And then we invite them to ponder. This is not something that they necessarily do with the book, but this is something that they think about throughout the day. It's sort of this one sentence truth that they walk away with when they read the devotional. What is this devotional about in one sentence? And this is just something that they ponder throughout the day. This is something that's going to shape their thoughts. It's going to shape their worldview. It's going to shape how they approach everything in their life. And so at the end of each day, after they ponder, they're also invited to memorize this correlating passage from the Sermon on the Mount. So at the end of the 21-day devotional, you will have memorized Matthew 6:19 through 34. And I think that's a powerful application. That's the best thing we can do, is to put God's word on our hearts so that when we run into these anxieties, when we run into these falsehoods that the world is putting on us, we have the truth of God that is rested in our hearts.
Oh, that's well said, and I'm so glad that we have scripture memory as a part of this. And Chad, there is an illustrator that actually put together beautiful images that depict each of these big themes as well, right?
It is, yeah. The design was a really big piece of this because we want to invite you into just the beauty and the hope that we can find in God's Word.
I'm so excited about it. Folks, it's called Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional on financial fear and anxiety. You can check it out today when you head to our website, faithfi.com/sparrows. faithfi.com/sparrows. Back with Chad Clark and Taylor Stanritz just around the corner. We're talking financial fear and anxiety. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Today is National Encouragement Day. How about that? Are you an encouraging person? The world needs more people like you. Sarcasm and cynicism abound, but Scripture calls us to lift one another up, especially brothers and sisters in Christ. Hebrews 10:25 says that we should not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And so, as we get closer to Christ's return, what are we to do and do more of? Encourage one another to love and good works. So, just maybe, today, this is a nudge for you to intentionally give someone else the encouragement they need. Grow in your walk with Christ with Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchor.com.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Wall Builders is dedicated to revealing the truth behind America's founding. Here's Tim Barton, president of Wall Builders.
Our goal here at Wall Builders is to present America's forgotten history and heroes, emphasizing the religious, moral, and constitutional heritage and foundation of our nation. Today, so few people recognize what has made this nation really the most successful, prosperous nation in the history of the world. It's a biblical foundation.
Listen to Wall Builders Live, Sunday mornings at 11:30 Central on American Family Radio.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
We're talking financial fear and anxiety on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio today. I'm joined by Taylor Stanritz and Chad Clark, two of our team members here at FaithFi, and they've been collaborating on this brand new resource along with Carolyn Kalupka. It's called Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional on financial fear and anxiety. And we were unpacking for a moment why we created this, why we think it's so important right now, and a bit around the structure of what you're going to encounter over 21 days as you read Scripture and you memorize Scripture, you get into each of these 21 devotionals, but also as you have an opportunity to pause and pray and even ponder a big idea that you can take away and apply in your financial life. And Taylor, you're of course the lead author of the devotional. What is it that you hope and pray our folks will experience and apply as they go through it?
Yeah, I really just hope that people who encountered this devotional are transformed by Jesus's words to focus on the eternal and incorruptible treasure that is found in pursuing God's kingdom. You know, because when we do so, we actually align our hearts with God's will and his righteousness. And despite the daily worries that come about, whether that's about necessities or that's economic related, we can rest assured that God knows our needs better than we do and that he will provide for us, just like he cares for the birds and the lilies. And that's something that we invite them to do in the devotionals, actually to go outside and look at the birds and the lilies and just remind yourself of that. So I think our prayer, whether it's Chad, Carolyn, or I, is that you would draw closer to God as you read this 21-day devotional, seeing him as your ultimate treasure and experiencing the peace and fullness that comes with his mercy and grace.
Oh, it's so good and so needed. I say we dive into it, guys. Perhaps we could unpack one of the daily devotions so folks can get an idea of what to expect. Chad, I'd love for you to start with day one.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. And you and I have talked about this before. It's all about our heart's treasure. And so day one, we jump right into the heart of the issue, which is for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so we explore this theme of anxiety that arises from fearing the loss of financial security and possessions. Really, this first day highlights the transient nature of worldly treasures and warns against placing our hope in money, which can lead us astray. Instead, Jesus teaches us to treasure the kingdom of heaven and to let go of earthly attachments that so often capture our hearts. By trusting God and prioritizing him as our ultimate treasure, which, by the way, Rob, is our vision here at FaithFi. We want to see every Christian come to see God as their ultimate treasure. And when we do that, we can release our grip on material things, which will ultimately help reduce our anxiety. The message of this specific devotional is really to help self-reflect on what we may value more than God. And it challenges us to bring those things to him, to seek his guidance on how to prioritize his kingdom in our lives.
Yeah, I love that. That in addition to getting into God's word and just being able to ponder this idea of making God our ultimate treasure, there's actually some exercises associated with each of these so you can put it into practice. But put a finer point on that, Chad. What is that one big takeaway message from day one?
Yeah, day one is foundational. And so in day one, we see that when God is the treasure of our hearts, we can release our grip on worldly possessions and embrace the true security and fulfillment that God offers.
Now, Taylor, I want you to refocus on day 19, because I think this one is so relevant right now, and that is the uncertainty of tomorrow. A lot of folks are listening today. They're anxious about what tomorrow might bring, and this particular day actually addresses that head on, right?
Yeah, we realize that financial uncertainty is often the fuel that burns the sickness of anxiety in us. And so that arises from trying to control the uncontrollable. You know, I kind of attribute it to this picture that we're sort of these ventriloquists trying to control all these strings in our lives when really we don't control any of it. Matthew 6:27 highlights that futility of worry, where Jesus explains that anxiety cannot extend one's life. And in fact, scientifically speaking, we see that it actually does the very opposite. It emphasizes that focusing too much on the future actually leads to unnecessary stress and missed opportunities in the present. So in order to find peace, we must trust that God knows the future, and only God knows the future. And since God actually transcends time and he sustains all creation with the word of his mouth, we can rest assured that he's in control of the past, the present, and the future. The key message here is that we don't need to be anxious about tomorrow, because God, he's already there, and he's managing all things according to his glory.
Oh, that's great. You know, Taylor, I remember what the late Larry Burkett would often say, that fear is a spiritual trap because it causes us to take our eyes off the goodness of God and places them on our circumstances. And when we begin to dwell on the here and now, that's where we can often allow this fear to creep in. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say that, you know, when we look at the picture of the lilies and the birds, you know, Jesus makes it a point to illustrate that, you know, they're not storing up for the future. And while Jesus isn't saying that saving for the future is wrong, that would be contrary to a lot of what we see in scripture, he is saying that they don't worry about what's ahead because they actually know who feeds them. You know, we often think of creatures or animals as these simple animals that don't really think, but they actually worship God just simply by existing and simply by actually depending on their source of provision. So I think we have a lot to say, whether it's the lily or it's the bird, or maybe in Proverbs 6, it's the ant. We really can learn a lot just by simply watching what they do and just that simple dependence on who God is and what he's going to do.
Mm. Chad, we talked before the break for a second about the design that went along with this, and you really had the inspiration behind the design that our designers brought to life. It's a black and white theme with this beautiful pop of gold color. What was it about that design that you thought depicted the subject matter?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like I said before the break, I think that the design of the devotional was really thoughtful because we want to invite you into that experience more fully. And when I personally think about anxiety, there's this darkness that surrounds it. There's this cloud of worry that can overcome me personally when I become anxious and worried. And so that black theme was something that we wanted to integrate to represent the anxiety. But we wanted this strong, powerful white to come through to really overcome the darkness. And then this beautiful gold that we've integrated throughout the devotional to really represent both treasure in terms of, you know, physical treasure that gold represents, but more importantly, the eternal treasure and hope that we have when we look and seek God's kingdom. And so the design is just really an important piece of this entire experience. And we'd love for you to get a copy of it and experience it for yourself.
Well, I can't wait for you to get your hands on it, folks. I hope and pray it helps you break through the fear and an anxiety that's been weighing you down to lift your sights toward God's ultimate treasure. And Chad, tell our folks how they can learn more about it.
Yeah, to learn more about the Look at the Sparrows devotional, they can go to our website, faithfi.com/sparrows. Also encourage you to consider becoming a monthly FaithFi partner. FaithFi partners receive these devotionals and studies before they even become available to everybody else. And so becoming a FaithFi partner is anybody that gives $35 a month or more to the ministry. This not only supports writing these great resources, but the Faith and Finance radio program, our podcast, our website, our app. It's just an incredible way to invest in the work that we're doing here at FaithFi, and we'd love to invite you to become a partner with us. You can do so again by going to faithfi.com/sparrows to learn more about becoming a FaithFi partner.
Excellent. Well, guys, thanks for your great work on this along with Carolyn Kolupka. This is going to be a real blessing to our listeners. Chad, Taylor, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. We'll be right back.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we've removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. It's time to turn the corner and take your calls and questions today. That number, 800-525-7000. Again, 800-525-7000. We've got lines open today. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. Boy, what a treat to have Taylor Stanrich and Chad Clark in the studio in our first two segments. Really looking forward to you getting your hands on Look at the Sparrows, a great resource for you just to use in your quiet time as you meditate on God's word and really think about trusting in Him, replacing any kind of fear or anxiety you have around money with faith and trust, and really redirecting, lifting your sights, if you will, toward God as your ultimate treasure and complete trust in Him as your provider, and hopefully seeing the worries and the cares of this world slipping away as you trust God, who His promises are true. He will never leave you or forsake you. And I think as you work your way through this devotional, it'll be a blessing to you. It could be a great resource as well for you to use in a small group or perhaps in your neighborhood or at church, also as a gift to somebody in your life as well. You can check it out today, faithfi.com/sparrows, and we can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. All right, we're ready to get into your questions today. We're going to begin in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Michael, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. West. How are you, sir? I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about IULs, Indexed Universal Lives. I was approached recently about them. I was given some information about them. Apparently, the finance industry started after the housing or the recession in 2008 or something like that. I'm an electrical engineer by profession. I'm very detail-oriented, precision-oriented, but I don't really know if this is good for my family. I have three younger kids, high school age and middle school, but apparently Indexed Universal Life, they keep on telling me there's gains in the market but no losses, and that our money truly isn't in the market. It's apparently in the insurance company, and they take the risk. Could you give me some more information about that, how those work, sir?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
If they're even a viable product.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a viable product. It's not my first choice, although I think there are places for them, and I'd be happy to explain how it works. Before I do, though, what options do you have in terms of long-term retirement savings, Michael? Do you have access to a retirement plan?
Well, 401ks through my work, yes,
okay,
sir.
And are you currently contributing?
Yes, sir.
All right. What percent of your income, roughly?
It's a 4%. 4%.
Okay. It's a 4% match. Okay. But how much are you putting in through salary deferral?
6%.
Okay. So you got a total of 10. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, the typical recommendation we make, depending on how early or late you're starting, is somewhere between 10 and 15%. So ideally, I'd probably bump that up to 15% if you have the ability to do so. And saving for the long term in a company sponsored retirement plan, or an IRA, or both, and typically an IRA is going to max out before you can put enough away. So you would typically use the IRA like a Roth alongside a 401k. is my preference over a universal life policy. The only time I would recommend personally an indexed universal life policy or something similar would be is if you don't have access to a retirement plan, and or you've started late, maybe you've maxed it out for the year and you're looking for additional options for tax deferred savings, that would be where it would come in. And here's why. Basically, what an indexed universal life insurance policy is, it's a type of permanent life insurance that combines the death benefit that you would expect with a life insurance policy with a cash value component, but where the cash value component is tied to a stock market index. So that's the indexed portion of the name of the product. So think like the S&P 500 would be a typical index that it would be pegged to. And then you've got flexible premiums and death benefit amounts that can change over time depending on how much you need and how much you put in. And, you know, essentially what happens is you pay the premiums. A portion goes to the cost of the insurance, the mortality expense to insure your life for the death benefit, and then the rest is added to the policy's cash value. And then that grows based on the performance of the stock market index, whatever it is. So you're not directly invested in the market. The insurance company credits interest based on the index performance. But here's the key, with limits on the gain. So that's the cap rate. And then protections, and this is what your family member was referring to, you have protections from losses on the downside. So you have a minimum guaranteed return, often 0%, which basically just says there's a floor preventing you from losing money, but you get a portion of the upside, as the market performs. Now you might say, well, great, that's the best of both worlds. You know, why wouldn't I take advantage of that and have the potential for higher returns compared to a traditional fixed rate life insurance policy? Because if the market does well, I do, you know, well, and I have that downside protection with the tax advantage. And the downside of all of this is, first of all, the complexity and the cap on the gains is really the big downside. Because when you look at the historical performance of the market and how, you know, we get to these, you know, 9.5% average annual returns on the S&P 500, you know, over a 50 or 75 year period, part of the reason, one of the most significant reasons we're able to see those high average annual returns is because of the years where the market was up dramatically. And those dramatic upward moves of the market in any given year over a long-term period, even when you factor in the years where it was down, like, you know, you think about the stock market crash of 89, you know, you think about the dot-com bubble burst. When you put it all together, those dramatic up years are what really give us those nice average annual returns. Well, you don't get that with the indexed universal life because you're going to get capped. And they're going to keep the difference, and that's how the insurance company gets paid. So I would rather you take the risk on the downside, but get the full upside potential with a long time horizon and a properly diversified portfolio. That's just my take on it. But I want to get your thoughts. I've got to take a break. Stay right there, and we'll pick up on the other side. We'll be right back.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
This is Jan Markell. Next on Understanding the Times Radio, I talk to Alex Newman about the deep state, the invisible government that is in the shadows. How much authority and influence do they have? And just who makes up this shadow government? Might we even elect them every 4 years? That's next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. Looks like two lines open, 800-525-7000. Sandy, our call screener, doing an amazing job serving on our team here at Faith and Finance. She would love to chat with you, and we'd love to get you on the air today. Again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Michael in Albuquerque, and he's had several folks, family members, recommend to him an IUL policy, an indexed universal life policy. He's got access to a 401k at work that he's contributing to, but just wondering if he needs to be thinking about this as a part of his overall savings mix. And Michael, before the break, I was just sharing overall what these are, some of the pros and cons, and then why I don't typically advise them as the default choice. But give me your thoughts on what I shared.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying. It's just the part that was attractive to me, from an ignorant perspective anyway, is when the broker gentleman said, hey, let's take your daughter, for example. She's 15, going to be 16 years old. I usually do illustration until 65. If you contributed $50 a month for the next 49 years, or saved it on your own, rather, she'd save $29,400, whereas this IUL can build up to about $153,000 based on the last three-year average of 5.96%. So again, I don't know if that's just a sales pitch.
Well, I mean, here's, I would offer a third alternative, because option one in his scenario is to just take that, I think he said, did you say $50 a month?
$50, yes, sir.
$50 a month and put it into a savings account versus putting it in his IUL product. I would say, what about a third option? And that is to take the $50 a month and put it into a high-quality mutual fund and just let it grow with 100% upside. And you'd come out way better in that than you do with an IUL, because here's the reality. A 15-year-old doesn't need life insurance. So why spend a penny toward a death benefit when you don't need a policy? What's the purpose of life insurance? The purpose of life insurance is to offset a risk in the event of your death that would create a hardship for a loved one who's depending upon your income. Well, no one's depending upon your 15-year-old for income. So if the Lord were to call her home, God forbid, nobody's, you know, going to be affected financially by that. So she doesn't need life insurance until maybe she's married and now, you know, if she's a stay-at-home mom and it would require daycare for the kids, or she's working and she and her husband are counting on, or her family are counting on her income, and it's going to go away, now she needs life insurance, and I'd buy pure insurance for that, term insurance, so she can get the actual amount of coverage she needs, which is probably 10 to 12 times her income at a minimum. But in terms of the savings and the investments, I'd rather have all the downside and get 100% of the upside and just take that $50 a month and let that compound, you know, without any caps, like you'd have in an insurance policy, get rid of the mortality expense, get rid of the other fees, get rid of the complexity, and just let it grow, you know, kind of unconstrained, if you will. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, what I have to do is educate myself more on mutual funds in this regard. Yeah. So,
yes. Yeah. So a couple of thoughts there. I'd love to send you a book that I think could be helpful. It'll be our gift to you, Michael. It's called The Sound Mind Investing Handbook. And basically, it'll just give you a good primer in investing, mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, all from a biblical lens. I think that'll be a helpful just tool for you to educate yourself. And then secondly, if you want to look at some mutual funds in the faith-based investing space, that might be a great place to start, because now you know that you're in a mutual fund with a great track record, but all the investments align with your values and priorities as a Christian. And where you can get that list of all the faith-based investing fund families is a website, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. But Michael, stay on the line. We'll get your information and I'll get the Sound Mind Investing Handbook out to you at no cost. Okay.
Very much. I appreciate and respect you, sir.
Thank you very much, Michael. Lord bless you, sir. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm helping someone, or trying to help someone, with debt management. The person is not working, has applied for Social Security disability, but may be able to start working a few months from now, but has $25,000 in credit card debt with 6 credit cards with interest rates ranging from 20.49% up to 30%. And the person has started receiving multiple pre-approved loan offers for large sums to be borrowed at 6%, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. And the credit card company sent a letter inviting the customer to call if having a problem. But if the person calls, what should the person ask for? And what should the person say other than, I cannot pay?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. And, you know, I think the key is getting to a place where she does have the ability to pay, but doing it in an environment where we can get these interest rates down. Because the problem is, at 22 to 30% interest, you know, the vast majority of that minimum payment is going to go to interest. So she's basically just treading water, which is why in a situation like this, we recommend what's called a debt management program. Our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They've worked with literally thousands of our listeners, Sharon, to help them get out of debt once and for all. And what happens is, as long as, you know, you're using a debt management program through Christian Credit Counselors, which is a not-for-profit organization, the interest rates get dropped. So you keep the debt right where it is. We're not talking about taking out a new loan to pay them off. They stay right where they're at with the existing 6 credit card companies, except now, instead of the interest rates being at 22 to 30%, they're going to be somewhere between 0 and 12%, depending on the card. And that drop in interest rate is going to allow a much larger percentage to go to debt reduction. So as long as she can keep up the payments, now all of a sudden she's going to see those balances come down. And on average, through a debt management program, folks are able to pay these off 80% faster. Now, it does require that she has the ability to pay. And so it may mean that she needs to wait until she's able to get back working, because the typical payment, whether you're inside or outside of a debt management program, is about 3% of the balance. So at $25,000, that's $750 a month. And, you know, she would have to be able to do that. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Well, the person is withdrawing the last $1,700 from a retirement IRA, but it will take $1,300 to catch up the credit cards. And I was wondering how that money should best be deployed. I don't know what Christian credit counselors would do.
Yeah, I would encourage her not to do that. I mean, that's going to involve, if she's over 59 and a half, then there's no penalty, but it is going to be taxable. And what happens with the Christian credit counselors and the debt management program, as soon as you go in, the accounts are what's called re-aged, which just means that all the amount that's past due goes, it doesn't go away in that you don't owe it any longer, but it's brought current. And whatever that current balance is, then you start with the scheduled monthly payment from that point forward. Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So the key would be, can she make that one monthly payment a month, which in her case is going to be about $750. But I would have her reach out, or maybe you on her behalf, ChristianCreditCounselors.org, and let them walk her through all the details. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
When money takes a place that it was never intended to take, competing with first position in our lives, taken out of God's original context, our goal is to make sure that money stays in its proper context as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We want to help you do that as we look through the lens of Scripture at the practical decisions and choices you're making every day. And so let's talk about it.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. What a privilege to serve you each day, to encourage you and direct you back to God's Word as you think about managing His money on a daily basis, which does take us to this being an exciting day because it's launch day for Look at the Sparrows. That's our new, brand new, just coming off the printer, our brand new 21-day devotional that's beautifully designed. But more important than that, it's going to tackle financial fear and anxiety and help direct you back to God's Word. And as you work your way each day with a short devotional and a prayer and something to ponder and an exercise, as you work your way through that, you will actually be challenged to memorize this portion of the Sermon on the Mount that where Jesus addresses treasure and anxiety in Matthew 6, 19 to 34. Each section of that passage from the Sermon on the Mount is going to contain three daily devotionals. You put all seven sections together. That's 21 days that you're going to just really go deep into Scripture and hopefully get past the fear and anxiety you have in your financial life and just be refocused and recentered on placing your trust in God as your true treasure, understanding His promises as your provider are true. He will never abdicate His responsibility and role as provider and sustainer. And I think this could be a real encouragement to you, especially with so much uncertainty going on around us in our financial lives. If you'd like to check it out and perhaps order a copy for you or a friend, just head to our website, faithfi.com/sparrows. That's faithfi.com/sparrows. Well, here in our final segment today, we'll try to get to as many calls as we can. That number to call is 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Texas. Jose, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Come on, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, after I pay all my bills every month, I have about $500 extra, and I'm trying to pay down my mortgage, the principal part of it. You think it's a good idea to put those $500 extra onto the mortgage?
It could be. I mean, I certainly like, Jose, the idea of you accelerating your mortgage payoff. I just don't want to get into a binary trap where we just look at two alternatives and maybe there's a third. So first of all, let's back up. You have $500 left over after your bills are paid. That means you have surplus or margin. That's a really good thing. Not enough people have that surplus or margin, especially right now with expenses up across the board. So well done. In terms of the priority use of that, we always start with our values and our priorities. And we say, okay, based on my values as a Christ follower and the counsel of Scripture and just wise money management, how do I take this extra that God has provided and what do I do with it? Well, you need to ask the Lord that question. And ultimately, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I'll throw out some alternatives to consider. I mean, one of the most important things, financially speaking, is that you have what I call an emergency fund. So this is that emergency savings account that's liquid and accessible. And the goal for that is 3 to 6 months worth of income. So you total up all your bills, not including the 500 surplus, but everything that it takes for you to get through a month, both the fixed expenses that you get a bill for and the discretionary expenses that you don't get a bill for, put it all together, multiply that by 3 all the way up to 6 times that amount, that's your goal to have in savings. Do you currently have a fully funded emergency fund?
I don't.
Okay. So I think that's the place to start before you put that against your mortgage. Because again, apart from just an absolute conviction from the Lord to get out of debt as soon as possible, the only challenge with paying down your mortgage, it's good because it's going to accelerate the payoff and you're going to save interest. The downside is you lose access to that money because it's very illiquid, because the equity you're building in your home is great. It's just hard to access it because the only way to do it is to borrow against it. So I would rather you take that $500 a month and divert that into a separate savings account. I would probably use an online bank for that savings account, which you can link electronically to your checking account, wherever you bank right now, your primary operating account. The reason I would use an online savings account with a separate bank is because you're going to get a better interest rate. Right now, if you were to go to bankrate.com, what you would see is that there's plenty of banks that are offering high yield savings accounts that are still 5% or higher. I mean, certainly 4.5% to 5.25% is very doable now, fee free, which means no minimum balances and no fees. So at least you get a little bit of interest, actually a nice interest rate right now. It's going to head down as interest rates come down. But if you were to take that $500 a month and automatically have it transferred into that online savings linked to your checking, the goal would be to continue to do that until you get up to 3 to 6 months expenses. And the nice thing about that is then when something unexpected comes, Jose, you could just transfer that money back over to your checking account. And you don't have to ever think about putting something on a credit card or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I do appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Now, beyond that, I like the idea of you accelerating your mortgage payoff. I also like the idea of you saving for the long term. So even before you paying off your mortgage, I would make sure you're putting away, after the emergency fund is in place, 10 to 15% of your income toward retirement. If you have a retirement plan at work, great, use that. If you don't, you could open an IRA. But I think getting that compounded growth during your working years is going to serve you well, even if it means you can't pay off that mortgage quite as quickly as you would like. But hopefully that gives you some things to think about. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. Let's go to South Carolina. Hi, Maria. How can I help?
Hi. My brother been listening at your program, and he said he heard something on the station talking about some savings account that he can invest in.
Hmm. Okay. Yes. So basically what he probably heard me talking about is similar to what I just mentioned to Jose. And that's the idea that right now we're in this unique period where it's about to change, because we believe that next week on Wednesday, when the Federal Reserve meets, they're going to begin lowering interest rates. So here's what's happened leading up to this point. We had 11 rate increases that have resulted in these high interest rates that we're experiencing right now, which is challenging if you're borrowing. So, for instance, mortgage rates used to be, 3% or lower. Now a mortgage interest rate is around 7%. Well, that's because the Federal Reserve increased the interest rates to try to fight inflation. It's working in the sense that inflation has been coming down, and they're going to begin lowering the interest rates to try to stimulate the economy. Well, you don't need to understand all the background to that, but the net result of that, Maria, is that banks are paying very attractive interest rates for savings right now, especially the online banks that don't have the brick and mortar branches, because they're able to pass along all of that savings in the form of higher interest rates. So if you have access to the internet, if you were to go to bankrate.com, bankrate.com, and when you get there, right at the top of the page, I'd click high yield savings. And what you will see is a list of online banks with FDIC insurance, meaning they're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And you will see that many of them offer rates like 5.25%, 5.3%, 4.25%, 4.5%. These are very highly rated online banks, no minimum balance, no fees, and you can get 5% a year. Now, these are variable rates, which just means that as the interest rates come down, these savings interest rates will come down with them. But it's a great way with money you're trying to use to build up an emergency fund or save for the relatively short term. It's a great way to earn some interest, get it in a separate account, not pay any fees. And as I said to Jose, you can link it to your checking account. And that way, with what's called an ACH transfer, you can move the money back and forth between your savings account and your checking account, usually in about 2 to 3 days' time, and it shouldn't be any cost to do it. Does that make sense? And does that answer your question, Maria?
Yeah, that answers my question. It makes very good sense. Thank you so very much.
All right. You're welcome. Let me also mention just generally for those of you listening today, I love the online banks. I will say that more and more of our listeners are looking for a banking partner, a banking institution that aligns with their values and priorities as Christ followers, because increasingly, people are just discouraged and frustrated with some of the decisions being made by some of the big banks and other institutions and vendors. And so they're saying, listen, I just really want to be with somebody who shares my values. And I want to know that they're not going to use the corporate profits to do something that I don't agree with. And I'd even love to know that part of it is going to further the gospel. Well, one of our underwriters here at Faith and Finance is a wonderful partner, Christian Community Credit Union. And it could be worth you checking out if that's you and you want to be with a trusted banking institution, in this case, a credit union that shares your values. They are all believers. You have to be a Christian to use Christian Community Credit Union. But they take a portion of what comes in and as a not-for-profit and send it to some incredible ministries all over the globe, doing work in the name of Jesus. So check it out today, joinchristiancommunity.com. Again, it's joinchristiancommunity.com, and hopefully that'll be helpful to you. Well, folks, thanks for being along with us today. Such a treat to have you here and to take your calls and just to be able to encourage you. Don't forget, today's the launch of Look at the Sparrows, our 21-day devotional on financial fear and anxiety. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Go to faithfi.com/sparrows to learn more. Big thanks to Devin, Taylor, and Sandy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.